Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
It goes to the federal bureaucracy so that people like Nancy Pelosi can get wealthier. And that's what's going on, folks. Good morning, everybody. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. This is the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to start with this. I'm going to title this show, Democrats Lie, Cheat, and Steal, and Everything They Run Turns to Shit. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that today. It's honest to God the truth, whether
100%.
It's Ron Klain asking, you know, hitting up Hunter Biden, you know, can you just rustle up some of that Chinese money? All the stuff that they told you was a lie, all the stuff they told you was Russian propaganda is true.
True.
The Russian laptop, listen to me, right?
Might as well
the
be.
Hunter Biden laptop, true. Yeah. The dirty emails and all the disgusting stuff in the laptop,
true.
True. Yep. Right? All the stuff that they said was not true is true. And
couldn't be bothered,
continuing
by the
to
way.
Double down on it.
Media could not be bothered.
No,
could be bothered to tell anybody this. They're still working on the insurrection and these nasty people. We got to go back and figure out.
Yeah, well, sadly, one of those insurrectionists, you'll never see this on NBC, but one of the insurrectionists just killed themselves, right? Mm. One of the people that are being accused of insurrection. Actually, none of them are being charged with insurrection, interestingly enough.
No.
Not one of the insurrectionists have been charged with actually insurrection. So somebody's being held without bail for basically trespassing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just killed himself.
After they were let in.
Life
by
is
the
gone.
FBI.
In fact, I should try to find the aunt who talks about how sad that tragedy is. Mm-hmm. This is wrong, folks. And now you got Mitt Romney. He just opposed the radical judge 3 months ago.
Yeah.
The only thing that's changed
what do they
with
have
information is that now we know that she's soft on child porn and pedophiles, right?
Yeah, and doesn't know the difference between a man and woman. She can't define the difference between a man and woman. Should not be in the Supreme Court. Absolutely.
What in 1,000% the world do they have on Mitt Romney, though?
Right. What do they have over him?
What do they got? Do they got pictures of him with little boys or something? What do they got? They got something.
You can't
be that
disgusting.
I am actually convinced now. The you start to connect the dots. I'm going to go Glenn Beck here on a second because I used to love Glenn Beck's blackboard where he connected all the dots. You really have to pay attention, folks, because it's almost like watching an illusion, right? There's so much going on at the stage all the time that you miss stuff, right?
Yep.
But if you start to connect the dots between Epstein, Clinton, Weinstein, right? Lauer, right? All of a sudden, even on the right, Mitt Romney suddenly flips to become Democrat for the most part, right?
So what did they threaten him with? What do they have
what
on
they got,
him?
Right? They got pictures, I guarantee it.
Is the money that worth it, Mitt? Is the fame you being in the media?
I don't think it's
media?
The money. I think they got pictures of him with underage girls or underage boys on the Lolita Express. This is how the deep state, I believe, blackmails people.
Yep.
I think this is – who was it? Paul Ryan, vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, right? He was Mr. Balanced Budget, Mr. Conservative. He was great. I thought he was great. And then all of a sudden – he's like, yeah, we're gonna rubber stamp every big spending budget. What did he do? What did they get him with? Did they entrap him somehow?
How could you turn that fast? Right,
they entrap him.
We're not talking about a moderate who's gonna go a little bit left, a little bit right. We're talking about somebody who's 100% one way and flops the other way. I mean,
whether it's Michigan kidnappers or politicians, they are being entrapped by our government, and I'm guessing the FBI with assistance from the CIA. There's no question about
and
it.
And they must
you
not
don't
do
just
it.
Flip like that.
And the Republicans, they haven't quite figured out the business model because they flip, but they never seem to make the dough that the Democrats make, right? I mean, they end up okay.
No.
But
no.
They don't end up like Clinton-like. It's just they have really mastered it. So they're definitely at the higher end of this pyramid scheme for sure.
They're the masters of money laundering. Let's be honest. I mean, they have mastered. Listen,
could you imagine
Hunter Biden is going to sell art paintings? And just so there's no improprieties, we just won't tell him who's paying $500,000 for his finger paints,
right?
Right. I'm sure Joe Biden probably knows, right?
Ron Klain solicited money from Hunter Biden for VP residence in 2012. Did you imagine if the Trump kids did 1/16th of this stuff, the crack addict Hunter did, it would be explosive energy throughout the media, right? I mean, this it would have buried the Trump family. Not.
They're
the
still
Biden
trying
family.
To bury the Trump family.
Oh yeah.
I got to tell you this. One or two things,
which are all, by the way, class acts. All by the way,
all
class acts. Everyone on class acts. Nobody's strung out at heroin. They all have degrees from
Except
Ivy League schools.
Son-in-law. Yeah, son-in-law. Jared, I'm not a big fan of, but he's not Trump. He's a son-in-law. But anyway, Jared Kushner. I thought he's like Clinton. He's like a plant as far as I'm concerned. Get him out of the family, Trump. No, but in all seriousness, the Democrats. I mean, everything that they've done, they foist onto the Republicans. Everything they do, they blame everybody else. But this is there's no way that you just all of a sudden flip. I guarantee you, they said, Mitt, remember these, Mitt? Remember this, Mitt? Remember when you were here, Mitt? Remember, here's a picture of you with that 16-year-old girl down on that island, Mitt? Remember that, Mitt?
What sold you on her, Mitt? Was it the fact that she doesn't know the difference between a man and a woman? Did that sell you on her?
Was it
now she's qualified?
Was it the soft sentences on child porn? Was that it?
Right.
Was that it, Mitt? Was that is that what pushed it over the edge for you to flip your vote?
Asking for a friend. Asking for a friend, Mitt. I mean, what talked you into her? What talked you into her?
Right. What made sense for you, Mitt? Like, what was, what was the, it's unreal. I mean, it just is unreal.
Yeah. And to your point of everything they touch goes to shit, it is really, really mind-blowing the amount of damage that they've done with nobody actually seeing it. Nobody waking up and saying, wait a minute, every city that they run is a shit-infested rat hole.
Yeah.
Every city.
Pick one.
Chicago, Philadelphia, right? I've got a video. If you look at New York City, the crime is, it was a crap hole before. Now, it's even worse.
Right.
You know, violent crimes are up something like 60-something percent. It's
control.
Nuts, right?
Yep.
Armed robbery was up like 60-something percent. Stolen cars are up 50%. I mean, the numbers just go on. And I think, okay, at some point, you monsters got to figure this out. They don't. They don't.
A lot of them don't. They just think that it's some. Here's the thing, though. Again, they've been taught that somebody else is oppressing them. Somebody else is holding the keys to their happiness. That is keeping it from them. Right.
I would think
this
even
is
if
what
that's
these kids
though,
are taught from time on, and now we're seeing it in real life. This is when 20 years ago when they said, 30 years ago when they said when Jimmy Carter, the damage that Jimmy Carter did. I mean, think about that.
Well, and Lyndon
Johnson.
The
Education Department, the CRA, but the Education Department. From that point forward, the federal bureaucracy figured out that they could start to utilize the education system to create these little activists that would get them where they wanted to go. And that's exactly what they have spent the last two, three generations really doing.
Every time. Well, we've talked about this forever. I call it chumming. These Democrats get in office, they chum. The next one supercharges it. Chum, next one supercharges. Yeah. Obama did tons of chumming, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those school districts now are infested with left-wing liberal nut jobs and this woke message that, everybody's a racist. And instead of focusing these children on what would make them great, which is an education, a trade school, right, or trades, that things that they can take out of there and say, all right, I'm going to get a job that I'm going to support my family with. None of that. Zero.
Think about the opportunities you have in this country. And a good teacher will be telling kids you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, whether you're black, whether
you're a woman,
whether you're gay or straight or pink or purple. It doesn't matter. If you work hard and you're honest, you can go so far as far as you want in this country. You can do it, right? That should be the message. The message that is going on in a lot of these schools now is you can't get ahead because somebody's holding you down. You started off unequal, right? It's not fair, right? You don't have the opportunities that other folks do, right? It's such a horrible message.
Zero discussion on how to present yourself.
No,
it's not your fault you didn't get that job. I know you have a face tattoo of a leaf throughout your forehead going down to your chin, but it's really, every professional business should have hired you anyways for the front desk. I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah, the face tat. I mean, really, that whole, I remember watching a guy somebody was interviewing this guy in New York City and he was like, I just can't get a job. And he had this face tat, that like neck tat that went up to his chin, right? His whole neck was tattooed.
Right.
He goes, I got this tattoo after my father died. And I'm like, well, while I can respect the fact you got a tattoo on, you know, memory of your father, maybe you should have put it on, like, I don't know, your ass or something.
Yeah, right?
No one's going to see
that's
it, right? Put it on your back.
Look
on your arm. I don't care. Put it on your arm. Don't put it on your face.
To each his own, right? There is people that, you know, I know guys, I race cars, I got tattoos all over,
yeah,
but that's
fine. Go ahead.
It's the profession you're in, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Like, so
right.
You've got to know
artist,
that, though.
That works.
You're going to put a neck tattoo that's going to go up your chin, then you've got to know that there's going to be some consequences to that. You're probably not going to get a job at a law firm. Just saying, right?
Just saying, you're not going to be a judge, probably. But, you may be in a great mechanic shop and make a lot of money. It doesn't mean you can't make money, but this guy was trying to go the traditional route of, you know, trying to get a job here, trying to get a job there. Obviously, the neck tat was a huge part of it.
If you can't get a job now, you are lazy.
There's no excuse.
There is no excuse right now. There is help wanted everywhere. I've got a buddy who owns a mechanic shop. He has been begging for labor, begging for labor. If you don't have a job right now, you are 100% lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy. That's it.
That's it. Well, they want to go to this universal income. This is what they want.
Oh, for
sure. I mean, what they want is, and they're testing this out in markets like Chicago and LA, right?
Yeah.
They're also, they've accelerated the child tax credit. So you're getting that now on a monthly basis.
Only
right?
thing it'll do is accelerate what's already been done under Lyndon Johnson, which is more poverty, more welfare, more inflation. Okay.
Yep.
So now we've got a $2,000 a month base that we've got to overcome. Watch prices go up. It will do absolutely nothing but make the poor poorer.
Yep.
It's decade
Every
after
time.
Decade, and these idiots just can't figure it out. They just
It's sad, but I think the Republicans here have a huge opportunity to absolutely just put a death blow to the Democrats, because getting back to this parental rights and education bill in Florida, 70%+, even a majority of Democrats, Mike, when polled, it was like 60-40 of the Democrats, like 90-10 Republicans, and independents were like 70-30, so it balanced out to about 70-30, but more than two-thirds of the American people totally support the Don't Say Gay bill or the parental rights and education bill. I was listening to Sporting on the Radio, in Florida radio station, and she brought up a good point. She goes, how come we don't call it the Don't Say Heterosexual bill?
Right.
Because you're not supposed to talk about sex either way to kids, right?
Right.
And, you know, these groomers, and a lot of them are exactly that, folks.
Yep.
They get excited, right? I can't wait to come out and tell my students my sexuality. Like, what is the matter with you?
Yeah,
I have never had the urge to tell a group of six-year-olds my sexuality.
Nope.
Like, I don't lead welcome to, you know, my little son's birthday party here, folks. Heterosexual Glenn Wiggle here. Like, who
is
that?
No, I think about it. When I was in kindergarten,
it's not even
I didn't walk in kindergarten and go, hey, I wonder if the teacher's a lesbian. This didn't cross my mind. I was like, hey, is there Tonka trucks here? Can we play out in the yard? What time do we get out of here to do recess?
Can I scam an extra cookie today? That's what I worked on, right?
That's right.
How
that's
can
right.
I scam an extra cookie? That's what
that's
I'm going
right.
to work on.
What did mom put in my lunch? Yeah, right.
Seriously.
These people are disgusting. It's just no basis for it. And let parents be parents. Stay away from our children when it comes to that. But you're right. The majority of these people do it. What the Republicans have to do is they've got to win. They've got to stick to that moral compass. They've got to win. They've got to win big. Because once you win seats, it's hard to lose them. It really is, right? So you got to win when you can and strike when the iron's hot. And they've got to do that in November. They have to do that. I mean, but I do believe that this stuff is going to backfire. I think they've gone way too far with this. There's a lot of more central Democrats, more, moderate Democrats that were there for wages. I continue to say this. These are the wages. And what these parties like shifted. I remember 20-something years ago, I remember us talking about, we didn't want tariffs on Chinese products because we wanted to buy cheaper stuff
from
them.
Right.
Yeah, free market. Yep. That was 100% Republicans. And Democrats were the ones saying, we're losing our jobs overseas. We got to put tariffs on them. And then Donald Trump came in and said, we got to put tariffs on them. And then Democrats said, no, not a good idea. Where did that go? And now I got to be honest with you. I'm all for higher wages at Amazon. I'm all for higher wages at Starbucks. These left-wing CEOs get exact.
Yep.
You want to have a big mouth, Mr. Amazon and Mr. Starbucks, and you want to talk about, how the world should be more fair. Then take the damn money out of your pocket, Mr. Billionaires, and redistribute it to your employees.
Right, never
Starbucks is not a franchise organization. They own every one of their stores.
Right.
They're very, very wealthy. Guess what?
Yep.
You open your goddamn mouth, then you pay these people $30 an hour.
Yep.
But they don't. They don't.
Was that Schultz there? Is that Jeffrey Schultz? What's his first name? Schultz. Something Schultz, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, Howard Schultz?
Yeah, well,
how much is he worth, though? Right. I mean, what, tens of millions of dollars, right? He's decrying the gap in pay equality. I love these folks, right?
Right.
it's like when Obama came back from his 2-week vacation in Maui to lecture everybody about income inequality. Like, seriously.
Yep. No.
You know? Then he was down in Africa going, how many homes could you have? How many places can you get? You can only eat so many lobsters. And then he went out and bought, you know, I don't know, two or three waterfront.
Howard Schultz. $4.3 billion.
Holy smokes. Yeah. He's way more. I figured like $100 million, but man, he really did well for himself, right?
Yeah, He did well, but he's got a big mouth,
so
right?
Billion. He could single-handedly double every single one of his employees' salary, and he wouldn't even know it's gone, and yet he doesn't.
No.
He does. He wants you to. That's the amazing thing with liberals, right?
They
always want to control you.
Yep.
Not them. You, right?
Yep.
Now the whole scheme is the pandemic's not panning out for them as long as they wanted. They could only get it so far. And the truckers in Canada, we owe them a debt of gratitude, folks, because things dropped because of the truck. I'm convinced because of truckers in Canada, because that was going to spread to the United States.
Yep. Well,
it was going to spread across the country. It was going to spread across the world. And guess what? They know they can't get by without the goods and services. Right.
If you watch what happened, everything sort of came to a climax here. You had the truckers, you had lawsuits. I know we were involved in a ton of lawsuits, and I got to be honest with you, the stress that last week or two was like, holy cow. I mean, you had families fighting, conservative families fighting. I mean, it was just like
it's still going out of New York City.
It finally got to the point where it said, okay, enough is enough. And the lawsuits, the truckers, everything sort of piled on. Jeffrey Bezos, by the way, $190 billion.
That's right.
So, again, years ago, I thought, I wasn't a big fan of unionization because I saw what they did to General Motors, right?
Yep.
And they sort of abused the company. I saw what they did to Bethlehem Steel. If you studied that, there was people in double clocking in. I mean, they were abusing the system, right? Jeffrey Bezos, you got a big mouth, Jeff. You see, you want this woke culture. You want everybody to redistribute their money. Redistribe your damn money.
Yeah.
You could live on $1 billion.
They fight the unionism. They fight it. Again, they could pay each and every one of the employees out of their own pocket. I'm not talking about taking out a Starbucks profit.
No.
Again, just put your money where your mouth is. That's all I'm asking.
Speaking of
putting your money where your mouth is, one of the guys that is actually doing that is Elon Musk. I have gained so much respect for this guy.
Yeah.
I used to bash him because he abused the taxpayers, and he does. However, I will give him credit for this. He is somebody who actually has morals and ethics.
Yes.
Jeff Bezos has no morals and ethics whatsoever, right?
None.
Bill Gates has no morals and ethics whatsoever, right?
Jack Dorsey? What a joke.
Now Elon Musk owns 9% of Twitter stock, and I'm guessing he's going to acquire more. They just appointed him to the board of directors already.
Yeah.
And so he's going to make some changes over there. And hopefully for the better, because Twitter's been nothing but a cesspool of morons.
He understands protecting your freedoms, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious in some of the stuff he said with, you know, hey, turn the Tesla cars off. No, not going to do that, right? No.
Think about that for a second. That's what they want, though. We're going to pivot to green energy here in a second.
No doubt.
But this is what they're gearing up for, folks, is to track your purchases so that you can only buy so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like the World Economic Forum said, in the future, meat will be a once-in-a-while treat. Guess what? I'm a meat eater. Like, I hunt, I kill things, and I eat them. I'm going to continue to do that either way, but meat is going to be a treat for who? For me? No, not for them. Meat will be an everyday for them. Meat, lobster, ribeyes, you know, fillets, you name it. I mean, Pelosi's not missing out on anything.
Yeah. Going back to your original discussion about crap, right? Everything they touch turns to crap, and this is the same with this, right? Everything they touch turns to garbage. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yep.
Sad.
I mean, part of it's got to be on purpose. Part of it is just complete incompetence. I mean, you take somebody, I mean, look at even New York City now.
These guys know what they're doing. They're not.
Oh, Bezos does. Bezos does, sure.
They know exactly what they're doing. You know, the owners of Starbucks, they know exactly what they're doing. Again, if they really believed what they were doing, and I meant to add on to that, you look at some of the stuff that they do, right, with these carbon credits. It's the solution is never actually a solution, right? That is another big problem I have with these Democrats is if they actually said, all right, we're going to take money here and it's actually going to have a solution. All right. And I talked about this last week. All right. We're going to take money out of ExxonMobil's pocket, but we're going to allow them to drill. But we're going to take that money and we're going to immediately put every single dollar into planting trees. OK, well, maybe there's an argument there. Right.
Sure.
But that never happens.
No.
It never happens. These dirtbags takes the carbon credits out, yep. right? Everything goes to shit.
Yep.
And the money is nowhere to be found.
Gone. Disappears.
Yes, every single time. And so there's no, like, positive, okay, negative. The money came out here, but look at what happened over here, right? It's always the money came out here, and everything else went to shit.
Right. Well, look at the Buffalo School District now. The federal government has been stuffing money. I mean, literally, I was talking to one of our clients, and they were, you know, complaining because they're rightfully so. Their congressperson in their district failed to apply for the federal money, so their county lost out on a couple $100 million. But the fact of the matter is, we have passed $14 trillion of new money. Right, the government has pushed $14 trillion. Dollars.
Just that's passed even hard to comprehend. Yesterday. You see, just passed some more COVID relief yesterday.
Oh my God! But they can't even spend it though. They're trying to push it in the communities. Right. Now the Buffalo School District got close to $300 million, folks. That's hard to comprehend.
Right.
The Buffalo School District. How many kids is in the Buffalo School District? A couple thousand? Not that many. 10,000 maybe? Right?
I don't know. I'll find out.
But
$10 billion yesterday. Another $10 billion deal in COVID relief. For what?
For what?
For what? It's over.
What?
It's
for
over.
For what? For what? Yes. So this is, honest to God, though, $300 million to the Buffalo School District. What? Now, can we get an audit of that like 5 years from now? I mean, that money will be gone. But watch who gets rich. Somebody will. A group of people will. That's how Criminelli got rich to begin with, right?
34,000 students, Glenn.
34,000
students.
Wow, that's a lot, actually. I'm surprised at so many. But 34,000 students, of which probably half are actually showing up on any given day, right?
Yep.
But let's say 34,000. So 34,000, big school district, $300 million, lots of money, right?
No, that's,
what are they going to do with that money?
Extra. That's extra.
Extra.
We're already spending $30,000. That's right.
Right.
We're already
right.
spending $30,000 a child. So on extra on top of that. Now, if you said to your point, okay, $300 million, so we could look back and say, look at the graduation rates went from 65 to 75%. Instead, they go from 65 to 60 after the $300 million. Right. And the only way we can change the goddamn graduation rates is to lower the standards. That's the only thing that improves any of the numbers. Right?
It's not great. Lower the bar.
Right.
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 I mean, could you imagine
everything
any other business,
do,
you know?
It is amazing to see the waste. It is the most disgusting filter you will ever see in your life, and that is the government, right?
People are so detached. It's our money, and people don't even realize it anymore.
No.
They're just completely detached from it.
Well, because you got 57% of them. It's not their money. They don't pay federal taxes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't pay federal debt, so it's not them, right? Like, we deserve this. This is, it's funny. Some of these same people actually think they pay taxes. They didn't even know. They got a refund last year and didn't even pay any taxes.
Right.
And they're like, wow, this is my money. No, it's, but most of them are not paying anything. 57% of Americans not paying any federal taxes at this point, right? Not their money.
Yeah,
it's funny. I had somebody, I was at the Sabres game, and I'm in the restroom. And some guy was, they were talking about the Bills stadium, right? And this kid, he was probably about 21, 22, on this side of me says to the guy on the other side of me, screw it. It's not my money anyways. Like, they were talking about the Bills stadium. And I'm thinking, I go, well, yeah, it sort of is. A billion of it is New York State, money or so, whatever that's going to be committed. And he just looked at me like, no clue
that
any of this was, to hear in the news that the taxpayers are going to fund it, but in his little brain, he's not one of those taxpayers.
No.
Right? And rightly so, he might not be,
but he will be in the future at some point, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Now, think about this. In Florida, Governor DeSantis just did a couple of things. In addition to the parental rights and education bill, he also passed a financial literacy bill that requires financial education for high school kids as a requirement for graduation. So balancing a checkbook, understanding how credit works, understanding how to, just is debt and things in general, like just understanding finances, a basic understanding of economics, how to file your taxes. Like, these are important things to understand, right?
Yeah, understanding what your taxes are. That would be big. I mean, we've said forever, this system got crushed. A huge blow to this system was when we took taxes right out of people's paychecks, right?
That's right.
If everybody had to write a check every quarter, they would be thinking very, very differently about where that money's going, right? But an educational course on, hey, look at, what is Mr. FICA, right? What are some of these business expenses? Our payroll expenses are about 25% extra for every employee we hire,
right? That's
right. Most people don't know that.
Right.
They don't know that. They think, oh, you pay somebody $40,000, that's it. Really, 50.
And the sad thing
really
is,
50.
We would much rather give that to the employees, right?
Yeah,
it goes
absolutely.
To the federal bureaucracy so that people like Nancy Pelosi can get wealthier. And that's what's going
that's
on,
right.
folks, is that,
no doubt.
You know, it's interesting. When you look at these different, you know, countries around the world, you look at China, for example. China's a communist country, obviously, right? They have a quasi-capitalist kind of system. The government owns half of everything, right? But in China, the poor pay the taxes, not the rich. When you
That's
look
right.
at the structure of the tax and who pays, it's the poor. So in China, there is no middle class. So let's just get that right out of your mind. There's the uber wealthy and there's the poor because that's what happens under communism, right?
Yep.
But guess just like in this country, guess who really – you think Jeff Bezos really pays the taxes? Elon's the only one that's actually paying taxes, it seems. Elon paid the largest tax bill last year than anybody in the human history of this country, right?
Because he actually sold some stock. Most of them don't. Most of them don't.
You know? But Jeff Bezos, he's not paying any taxes, right?
No.
I mean, Amazon not paying any taxes, right? No. Bill Gates, he's donating everything. Here's how it works, right? Oh, my stock went up another gajillion dollars? Perfect. I'm just going to donate to my own foundation.
I get
the write-off. So now I can sell an equal amount of stock because I get the write-off of what I just donated. And on top of what I just donated, now I can sell that within the foundation. The foundation is tax-free, pays no taxes. Then the foundation could basically pay for my car, my house, my travel, my airline, my blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And now I'm flying around the world while on my foundation's jet doing God's work, you know, vaccinating people in South Africa somewhere and giving them polio,
yeah.
right? But this
yeah.
is but that's how China is, right? The poor pay the taxes, the rich pay nothing. Guess what's happening in this country, folks? They say, well, the wealthy. It's not really. It's that little bit of the middle class that's really getting hammered, right? That's paying the bulk of the taxes.
The best social experiment we can see in the most advanced state on this issue has been California, right? And when you look at California, it is littered with trust fund babies,
yep.
very, very wealthy people, and very, very poor people, right?
Yep.
Now, we keep saying 17% of that population is homeless. It's got to be higher than
that's
that.
That's crazy. Think about
that's
that.
A,
just,
that's
but just
an old
that number
stat,
alone,
though.
One out of five?
Got to be closer to 20% at this point.
That's
an old
nuts.
Stat. We know it didn't get any better, right? So you've got – but, I mean, some of the wealthiest people in the world live in California, right? They build
yeah.
their own – they build
sure.
their own fortress. They build
yeah,
their
complex.
Own – yeah, that's right. Walls. That's right. These walls are not only around their house. They're around their whole community, right?
Yeah.
Gated communities, right,
yeah.
that you pull into. And it's absolutely breathtakingly
yeah.
beautiful, right? And then you've got the poor, right? So
yeah.
it's if you want to see how that works out in the United States of America, you do that. And now we're
right.
having more and more of those
right.
issues in
right.
in New York. I'm even seeing
yep.
it in Buffalo. It's funny,
yeah,
Buffalo's
sad.
Freezing cold climate. You know that the down at the front of the waterfront, yeah, there was some homeless people, but there wasn't tents.
Right.
Now, I'm
now
driving through the other day,
there.
Took my girls down to the
yeah.
waterfront. I could see the tent community set up. I'm like, man.
It's sad because we've tolerated mental illness and we've tolerated
right.
drug abuse. Even in Florida, I was up in St. Augustine a couple weeks ago for a little vacation with the family, a little spring break. And same thing there. St. Augustine,
yep.
Florida, outside of Jacksonville, is the oldest city in the country, oldest fully ongoing occupied city in the country. And, you know, it's a very historic city. It's awesome. You go down the old cobblestone that was, you know, literally from hundreds of years old, and it's amazing. And, you know, I last time I was there was for when my daughter was in fourth grade. She's in college now, so it's been a while, right? So there was a field trip that we did. Back then, there was no home. Now you walk down this little road that's like all the shops and restaurants and whatnot, the old cobblestone little district there, the historic district. And the streets are lined with homeless people and drug addicts. It's
yeah.
so sad. It's like it's completely changed,
yeah.
You know, the whole system.
Well,
and it's just horrible.
And to your point with the dress, so what we've done is we've put together a campaign to say straws are bad.
You're
We're
right,
educating
right.
our children
right.
that plastic straws
so
are going to kill everybody. But heroin needles are just fine. And if you
sure.
want some,
yeah.
we'll actually set up a safe
yeah.
zone for you
yeah.
to do your heroin and leave your needles wherever
yeah.
you want.
It's,
right?
It's
I
terrible.
Mean, what the hell kind of a message
yeah.
is that? What world are we living in, right?
That's right. And it's tolerated because the left tolerates it. Because, again, they don't care if they're ruling over a garbage pile
no.
as long as they're the ones that are ruling. Because there's always enough money to make them wealthy, right? Look at even the poorest countries of Africa, right? The leaders are like billionaires, right? They
yep.
don't have a pot to piss in, right? They have
no, right.
nothing
That's right.
in these countries, right?
That's right.
And yet somehow these leaders are able to amass. I mean, what was
yep.
the per capita GDP of Libya? Yeah. Yet Muammar Gaddafi was worth, you know, gajillions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
So it
yep.
doesn't matter to Democrats. They don't care. They don't care if you kill each other in Chicago until there's nobody left. They
That's
don't
right.
care. Because guess what? The mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, she's going to get wealthy. right? She'll write a book after this. And again, back to the money laundering. The Democrats are masters at this, right? We're going to write, Hillary Clinton writes a book. Cuomo writes a book. Doesn't matter if it sells, right? You know, whatever book publisher will give them a $5 million advance. They'll get the book deal, right? God forbid something happens with that publisher. I'm sure there's a backroom deal with the government to bail them out, right? So the government will bail them out anyways. I mean, they are the masters. They have mastered. There should be a course on federal money laundering so people can study this. Because guess what? I am our anti-money laundering compliance officer for our organizations, right? So I know money laundering very well. Every year I have to teach a course to all of our staff. And so I know this stuff. You know, when you use paintings that are finger paints from Hunter Biden so that people can write him checks for hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? That's a way to, I mean, it's just honestly, it's so blatantly in your face.
It's like getting beaten by your spouse and then coming out and saying black and blue all over and going, I didn't see anything. I think we're good. I mean, things are doing well. Yeah.
I mean, usually you try to hide money laundering. Democrats is right in the open, right?
And there is a group of these minions that really believe they're saving the world and things are going to get better. And God bless them, but they're just, it's like, take a step back. I mean, we do that all the time at work, right? We go through ups and downs and all this, you know, there's problems in it. When you own a big company, you reassess stuff. You say, okay, look at it. What's working? What's not working? Okay, great. Let's, you know, maybe this, you know, this radio show's working or this one's not. You got to take a step back and reassess it and say, is it not working? They never do that.
No.
They wake up tomorrow morning and it's like crap just starts all over again, right? And there is a group of these folks. They're like, I'm going to help people. God bless you. But you're not helping. You're not. It doesn't matter what it is. Everything you touch, we're going to have carbon credits. Okay. Your city just got even shittier. Right? It didn't work.
They don't care. It's not about having stuff that works.
And
it's about
simple
making
solutions.
Themselves feel better.
Most of the stuff is so simple, Glenn. It's just so simple.
But that's not what liberals are about. Liberals are about making themselves feel better. They can go downtown and they can throw Molotov cocktails through black-owned business front windows and burn their businesses down. But if they go home at night to their suburban house and their little white picket fence with their white family, and they can say to themselves, you know what? I'm an activist. I'm helping to change things. And then they put out their BLM flag and they pat themselves on the back and they tuck themselves into bed at night and they think, man, I am such a good person. And meanwhile, that poor black business owner who now has their business completely destroyed is there in tears, right?
Right.
You've seen it. We should do a whole show on just going back and identifying those businesses and trying to find those business owners and where are they now. I remember seeing videos of this poor woman in I think it was Wisconsin or Minnesota, just literally in tears. She's like, this is the second time we've rebuilt. They burnt our business down 4 years ago when Trump was elected, and now they just did it again, and we're not going to be able to recover from this, right?
Yep.
How sad is that, right? You want to talk – the Democrats, everything they say the Republicans are, they want to keep black people down. They want to keep women down. Who's keeping women down now, Leah Thomas, right?
Right.
I mean, seriously, who is – you know, for decades, women fought for equal opportunity for sports and funding. Who's screwing them now, right?
Right.
The Democrats are, right? Who
That's
is the abusers of women? A Wiener, Spitzer, Cuomo, Harvey Weinstein, right? Matt Lauer. I mean, God, the list is endless. How many on that list are Republican? There's a couple. There's a couple. It's about 20-1, right?
That's right.
In all seriousness.
That's right. Everything they say. Oh, Russia. Okay, well, we're finding out that Russia's all about the Democrat Party, aren't we? How about violence? Here, let me play this. This is Jim Carrey, by the way. This is Will Smith. I had known, by the way, that Will Smith was going to punch Chris Rock.
He should have punched him. He slapped him. He should have knocked him out, to be honest.
Here's how appalled they are. So you've got violence, the Democrats, violence all over Jimago. And here's Jim Carrey here. You got to love Jim.
I was sickened by the standing ovation. I felt like Hollywood is just spineless en masse. And it really felt like, this is a really clear indication that we're not the cool club anymore.
Jim Carrey weighing in on Will Smith's Oscar controversy during a new interview with
he was just appalled. He was
right, though. You're not the
Amy
cool
Schumer.
Club anymore. Nobody
Amy
cares
Schumer
about
couldn't
you
get
guys
out of bed.
Anymore.
Look Amy at, Schumer couldn't get out of bed. She was just exhausted.
She's still suffering from TDS. Yeah. I mean, she literally said that. I'm still suffering from TDS. I'm still suffering from Trump derangement syndrome.
Meanwhile, Amy Schumer was talking to her, I don't know, it's her uncle, Chucky Schumer, right, about gun violence. But she could sleep just well at night knowing that there was a record amount of gun violence in cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, New York City. But didn't seem to faze her at all.
No.
Will Smith smacks Chris Rock, PTSD from that. It's unreal. Unreal.
I don't know. To me, it's a joke. The thing is, Hollywood is absolutely just useless. I mean, Hollywood, if Will Smith is right, he'll use this as an opportunity to – he left the Academy, so he's like, I'm out. He's like left the union or whatever it is. And, you know, he'll join the likes of some of the other, you know, folks out there and start, you know, a different track. Because I'm telling you, people are sick of it. I'm not watching a DiCaprio movie ever again. I won't do it. I will not. I don't care if it's free. I won't do it. I know you told me to watch The Wolf of Wall Street 1,000 times.
That's funny.
I can't.
I know. The tough part is I had a buddy of mine who was telling me that the other day, and then he was listening to Neil Young. And I said, the problem is, you think you're doing it. It's like buying stocks that you go, I'm not buying any of these woke stocks.
I know,
stocks,
and you realize, anyways.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, with movies in general, people are, you look at the numbers of movies now in the box office, and it's just, they're tanking. They're just, I mean, every now and again, like Spider-Man comes out, right? That, she's records, right? Outside of that, though, I mean, the movie industry is absolutely getting annihilated. The Oscars, I mean, my God, they're down
Nobody
to like
cares.
A CNN viewership now.
Nobody
I mean,
cares. Nobody
seriously.
Cares. Nobody cares. Because we're sick of hearing it. We're all sick. Majority of Americans are sick and tired of hearing Leonardo DiCaprio say, I'm going to drive this little roller skate car.
Sure
I'm going to show you how cool I am, and I'm going to save the world, and then I'm going to do a movie that's going to use all kinds of carbon footprint, and then I'm going to hop on my private jet and make sure I drive back and forth a few times. But when I get off that private jet, I'm going to drive this little stupid car to my house just to show you.
Was it Pete Buttigieg that got out of his SUV and then they got the bike out of the back of the car for him so he could ride the last mile? Was that,
I don't know.
It was one of them.
Did he?
Oh, one of them
that
did. Like I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Buttigieg, but yeah.
Is that after or before he took the month off as head of transportation during the COVID?
No, it was before. It was when he was running for president. It was either him or it was the fake Mexican in Texas. What's his name? The guy who went, yes, I'm going to take your guns. Yes, we are going to take your AR-15.
Oh,
What the hell's his name?
Oh, my God. We got to find all those old clips.
Oh, my God.
Put together a montage.
Yeah. So it might have been him. He may have been the one that they got the Secret Service gets the bike out of the back of the SUV for him so he can get on it and ride the last mile for the photographers. What a joke these people are.
Yep.
Anyway, real quick, I just want to plug our home and auto for a second here. Give us 14 minutes. We will save you. Hopefully some money. It will shop over 25 companies for you. So easy, even a liberal could do it. You can give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. We've been talking a bit about inflation here. I also want to mention our investment committee. We have an incredible independent investment advisory firm called Independent Solutions Wealth Management, an investment committee that includes three chartered financial analysts with over 200 years of investment experience with the entire committee combined. They are doing a fantastic job navigating these tricky markets. And you know, one of the few firms that does a lot of stock management. A lot of advisory firms have gotten pretty lazy, and they don't do anything in individual securities. They just do mutual funds and ETFs, which are fine. I mean, you do great investments, don't get me wrong. But sometimes there's an opportunity in choppy markets to utilize some you know, savvy stock management and some stock picking. And we're very fortunate, very blessed to have people like Paul Meeks, who's on CNBC just about every week, one of the at one point the largest tech manager in the world when he managed the tech fund for Merrill Lynch, and 30-year veteran in the industry, and one of the foremost tech experts in the country. So again, thefinancialguys.com for info.
Yeah, and for wealthier people, by the way, it's now is the time to sort of divide out and really, you know, look at some of your assets and try to determine whether an individually managed type of portfolio like that is worth it. Paul was on CNBC earlier last week, and I'm not saying you go out and buy it, but he was talking specifically about Micron Technology trading at like 9x earnings, right? Some of the lowest valuations ever. But then you look at some of these other companies that are really, really expensive. Well, you know, that's what he's doing. He's trying to say, well, are we in one of those periods where we're going back to more of a growth-oriented, pay whatever you want type of environment? Or are we back to, hey, earnings matter, need to have good solid dividends, that type of stuff, right? So it really can matter. Sometimes, it, you know, you're coming off the bottom of a recession or you're coming off the bottom of a COVID crisis or so that, you know, you can really buy a blanket S&P 500 fund and sort of participate in some of that stuff. But oftentimes as you get closer to maybe the top or at least a different cycle, it's worth it to really look at your portfolio and really analyze what you own. And that does not mean you limit diversification. You'll never hear that from us. Not a big fan of owning four stocks or five stocks, or you really have to have a well-diversified portfolio. And oftentimes it might mean owning some of those mutual funds, owning some of those ETFs, and then carving out a little, you know, portion over here to be able to try to benefit from some of what's going on with the volatility and the specific stock picks out there. Inflation's not going away. I don't think so. You know, history shows us that once inflation starts, it tends to be here for a little bit. I think you just need to make sure you're trying to do whatever you can to benefit from it. You've got to put yourself in a position where, you know, you're going to benefit from higher prices. You know, lots of folks have done that around the country. We own, you know, clients that have owned real estate and stocks and bonds. And, okay, yeah, milk and cookies went up over the last 12 to 24 months. Did your portfolio over the last 12 to 24 months, you know, catch up with that at some point? Not to sound like a broken record, talked about this for the last year and a half. Reviews with clients. Yes, milk and cookies are up. Gasoline is up. But your $1 million turned into $1.2 million. You know, did all that stuff go up by $200,000? No, I guess not. Well, that means you're beating inflation, right? Unfortunately, the people that are going to get hurt the most are the people that don't have hard assets. They don't have assets that are appreciating. Yep. And it's tough to catch up at that point.
And that's the worst thing about inflation is it hurts the poor and the middle class the most. I mean, again, it's not going to hurt the wealthy. It doesn't hurt the client that's got $1 million that's, you know, just made 200 grand in their portfolio that can offset the gas prices. But
it hurts that homeless person in California that really does have their act, trying to work, trying to get back on their feet.
Wait a minute.
You're telling me that apartment went from $1,500 a month now to $2,000 a month? Yep. Oh, my gosh. It just never gets to be in reach. You know,
never, it's right. This is how inflation is how you wipe out the middle class. If the intent by the Democrat Party and their communist handlers like Valerie Jarrett and Ron Klain, who are you know, again, don't forget, Valerie Jarrett's father was a card-carrying communist, right? And I got to tell you, your parents have a lot of influence over who you turn out to be. So don't tell me that, oh, come on, this is a conspiracy theory. No. I'm convinced that these folks are absolutely – they hate our country. They hate free market capitalism. They want centralized command and control. The best way they can do that is by just going full on to get as fast as they can to communism. The way to get there, this is another step along that process.
And they
utilize inflation to wipe out the middle class, and that's what they're trying to do. So your job is to do what you can to focus on acquiring the right assets. That is super important, right? So understanding that, you know, oh my God, the markets are choppy, I'm going to stick all my money in cash, is the wrong answer, right? You're going backwards if you've got cash. Things you want to own, you want to own property, you want to own land, you want to own companies, stock, right? Equities, right? You want to own some commodities potentially. Some things, you know, a wine, art, a firearms. These are all things that appreciate.
You can hold.
Things you can hold, right? I just bought a fantastic, I got an opportunity from one of our advisors, had a friend or a client that I've been able to pick up a lot of guns from our clients over the years, which is great. But I picked up a beautiful semi-automatic, a Browning A5 20 gauge for probably one third of the actual value. Now that's just going to go up. Those guns just go up and up as long as you take care of them. You know, that's a good place to park some cash because I can turn around and always sell something like that, right? You're better off doing that than you are sitting in cash because cash, you're just going to go backwards by 7.5. And when they say, well, do I think inflation is going to get double digits? No, I don't think it'll get there. But when they say, oh, inflation is going to back down this fall, it should subside. When they say subside, I'm thinking subside from what, 7.5 to 6.5. Right. Yeah, maybe if we're lucky, 7.5 down to 5.5. But it's not going back to 1.4. Right.
No, and the basis of that has been fuel. And it's funny because now we're opening up a little bit of the reserve tanks there. And people are saying to me, well, why is that not making a bigger? Because you know what? You need somebody like a Donald Trump that says we are going to produce our own oil and we're going to continue to do it. This is an emergency one day type of thing or a 1 week thing. Here's what the markets are smart enough to go, wait a minute. So you're going to open soaking up some of this reserve oil until when? Till Russia pulls out of Ukraine? When is that?
But right? You have to replenish the reserves.
That's
it's
right.
Not like it's new supply to the system.
No, right.
It's new supply exactly to the right. system temporarily. That's going to be taken back out of the system to restock the supply down the line.
Not permanent.
It's just
not
stupid.
Permanent.
It's so
you want to fix this problem? You say we're going to drill, baby, drill. And again, you can do that cleanly here. We can protect our lands. We know what's going on. We know that the overspill is not getting dumped into the ocean.
Right.
We don't know that with Iran. We don't know that with Venezuela. Right? We don't know.
Oh, I'm
that.
Sure they're totally.
We do
clean.
Know that here.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sure they're following all the environmental laws. I'm sure. You know, getting back to the Democrats' lie, cheat, and steal. Last year, one of the first things Joe Biden. Freudian slip. Joe Biden did. The first thing he did was he got rid of the cap on insulin. So President Trump capped insulin prices at $30 a month. The first thing Joe Biden does his first week in office is he undoes that, right?
Yep.
Insulin prices go back to $800 to $1,000 per month, right? Media doesn't cover it. Right, people got hurt. I know somebody who died. Literally, one of Denny's bandmates could no longer afford it. Died. No joke. Right? Couldn't afford it. Couldn't get the insulin. Died. This guy was a good dude. He was a young guy. Didn't make it, sadly, because he couldn't afford his insulin anymore. Yeah. Guess what Joe Biden just did? Oh, look at me. I'm capping insulin prices at $30 a month.
And then saying the Republicans don't want to do it. That's the other
sickening.
Part of it.
That sickening. Is an out-and-out lie. So when I say, so don't give me a negative comment anywhere. Democrats lie, they cheat, and they steal, and everything they run turns to shit. And if you want to, like, tell me where I'm wrong in that. Tell me how the Democrats are honest. Don't give me the, oh, well, this person lied too. I get it.
Yeah.
Right? Mitt Romney, he's a lying sack of garbage as well.
Yep.
I get it. Don't give me that. Don't give me the whataboutism, right? You tell me where I'm wrong, where Democrats don't lie, cheat, and steal all the time. Now, you can make the case that people like Kathy Hochul are just useful idiots. That's all she is. She has no idea what she's doing, right?
No,
she's
no.
a puppet. Somebody else is in her ear telling her what to do. She might as well be a sock on somebody's hand, right?
Here's what she does.
No idea.
How do I get elected next
no
time?
No idea,
that's what
right?
it's all about.
She's not
right?
lying. She's not cheating. She's not stealing. She's lying, but she's not even aware she's lying. She's misinformed,
just
really.
She's just
dumb.
An idiot.
She's just an idiot.
Dumb.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. What else
speaking
you want to
Speaking of lying and cheating, do you have, let's play the clip on Dr. Fauci there. Speaking of lying and cheating, right? This is amazing when you hear this. And for you left-wingers that listen to this and think, you know, this is a train wreck for you. How do you defend these dirtbags? How do you continuously defend these dirtbags? How is it that Mike and Glenn do radio shows on herd immunity and having COVID is the best way to fight future COVID? And folks like me who said, my daughters have already had COVID. I'm not going to give them the experimental shot. They have the best immunity to it, right? So now we find old videos of Dr. Fauci who before dirtbag could realize that this was a political gain, he's out there saying, there's the best way. If you've had the flu, you certainly don't need a shot.
Right.
Do you have that or no?
I had another one. I had another one there I was going to play, but I'll find it here quick.
Let me, if I could find it here, I'll find it.
All right.
I've got the latest one ready
with him. That was where he's talking about, we may have to go back to masking again. Listen, if there's a flare-up at any time, it's like this ongoing threat of we may have to go back to masking. It's such a joke.
Yeah, play that one. By the time you play that one, I'll have the other one up.
Beautiful. All right, here we go. Let's see if I can find it here again. Top of this. Here he is. Dr. Liar, yet another fraud.
CDC has been very clear, as you've indicated.
The CDC has been very clear.
but she said the flu...
Right out of the gate, seriously.
But in fact, if things turn around and you have a rather substantial uptick in cases that is associated with an increase in hospitalizations, the CDC might turn around that recommendation and say, we've got to go back to indoor masks. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback.
You think?
Think
part
so?
Of the American public.
You think?
I hope.
Although
I
it
hope.
Would be the prudent thing to do.
Why would it be the prudent thing to do? Can somebody actually do some reporting and ask this moron a question, please?
Right.
Just ask
Why
him a question.
Where is the research?
Dr.
Because
Fauci,
everything
yeah.
we've looked at.
Which study are you referring to specifically, doctor?
Yeah. Remember, is it the one doctor that you said in the beginning of this that the masks would do nothing?
Right.
Remember that? Is that the study you're looking
that
at,
one?
Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a joke. I can't find. It's like
here. No, I got it. Here. Great, let's. Here. This is Dr. This is Dr. Anthony Corruption Fauci.
Yeah.
Talking about why you should not get a shot. You don't need a shot if you've had something like the flu before.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
Is that right?
And
if she really has the flu,
No kidding.
She definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine.
Definitely.
If she really has the flu,
she should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Is that right?
No,
kidding. What changed? Well, what changed, doctor?
The money changed. The money changed.
You must have taken some kind of a course with dirtbag Mitt Romney.
I tell you what,
must have been at a class with dirtbag Mitt Romney where the message changed, huh?
All these freedom of information requests are showing a lot of very nasty things. For example, Moderna, there's data now that shows that Moderna actually transferred some patents on the vaccine to, I think it was North Carolina University in 2019, 6 months before this outbreak of this coronavirus. Interesting. Oh, the vaccine was for a coronavirus.
Yeah.
I'm sure purely coincidental.
They're already working on the cyber attack for the next presidential run. So
that's
count on that. By
count
the way, 4.4,
sure. No doubt about it.
See this one, 4.4 million vaccine injuries. Pfizer wants to inject infants.
Yeah, sickening. These
they
people
want
are
to start
sick.
Giving
Why?
The COVID vaccine
Why?
To infants.
How many infants have died from COVID? Seriously.
Zero.
You know how selfishly? Here's the problem. You got people like Kathy Griffin out there. I just saw a thread between her and somebody else. I've had to have a lung removed. I'm down to one lung. You know, people like me have to wear a mask. It's, you know, shouldn't people that are around me have to wear a mask too? Oh,
no.
I see. It's all about you, you narcissistic bitch. I'm
right,
sorry.
Right.
I don't know why she had her lung removed. Was it cancer? Was it smoking? She was a longtime smoker. I don't know. But guess what? Your problems are not my problems. In fact, don't make your problems my kids' problems, right?
And
sadly, everybody has issues. I have asthma. I grew up traveling on airplanes with everyone smoking. That's what happens, right?
Right.
It is what it is. I don't go around going, everyone should wear a mask around me because I'm a selfish little tool.
But
no. I'll stay away from you if I'm worried about it. How about this, Kathy? You stay in your basement. How about that?
That's right.
Seriously.
But if the mask work, Kathy, aren't you fine?
I know.
Fine?
Shouldn't you be protected? This is the lunacy of these folks, right?
They're nuts. This is all about control. This is all about, see, when you walk in with a mask, it tells the other lunatics you're a lunatic.
I control you.
Right?
That's
and when I walk in without my mask, they think, oh, we don't control this guy.
That's
we need to teach him a lesson.
That's exactly
all
right.
It's about at this point.
Yeah, you walk
There's
in with a
no
mask.
There's no other argument that you can't say the masks work.
That's right.
I'm going to force you to wear it. If the masks work, face diaper your head up.
You should
do what
walk
you
in.
Do.
You might as well walk in with a collar and a leash around your neck and say, here you go. Lead me around and tell me what to do. I'm a useless tool that can't think for myself. That's what you should do.
Right.
Just do that going forward. Let me say this. Well, I got one more thing, and then we can wrap it up. This is a Daily Mail's, and this has been corroborated with multiple sources now. Again, the Democrats lie, cheat, and steal, and everything they run turns to shit. Hunter Biden did help secure millions in funding for U.S. contractor in Ukraine specializing in deadly pathogen research. Laptop emails revealed. So now,
how was he not in jail?
These emails are directly from the laptop. When it came out that there were bioweapons labs in Ukraine, everyone, that's not true.
No.
Oh, put your tinfoil hat back on. Oh, look at this. Not only were there bioweapons labs in Ukraine, we were funding them. And guess who was involved? Hunter Biden. Well, wouldn't you know?
Plenty of money for
crack. He just seems to pop up everywhere now, doesn't he? And now those laptops, our emails are directly off his laptop, which now we also know is true. You lied about that too, New York Times. That's also true, right?
They used this guy.
Amazing.
The Democrat Party used him. I mean, now we're finding out that it wasn't just the big guy, right, that was sucking off of Hunter. It was guys like Ron Klain well, right? Who else? Who else was sucking off of?
I got to tell you, this guy
You know damn well that Hunter's not going to end up with all that money from the paintings. Where does that money go?
It's amazing.
Who got their little pieces out of it?
This guy is the most successful crackhead burnout I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing. This guy really is amazing. This guy is so. I mean, here's what's going to happen though. This is the breaking point. We'll end with this. Okay, this is going to break one of two ways. Either the pendulum's going to swing back the other way. And people like Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family are actually going to be held accountable for their crimes, or it's going to break the other way, and they're going to go after President Trump and his family, and they're gonna make up charges and try to find things to go after Trump, and they will try to jail Trump or do whatever they can. Yep. If we get to that point, folks, this country is over. It's if we let that happen, it's finished. They tried to go after the Trump Foundation. Here's what they've got on Trump so far: his tax returns. Oh, they may have double dipped on deducting their automobile expenses. Oh my God! How could that be? Meanwhile, Hunter's getting millions of dollars from like from Moscow's mayor, right? That's not fishy at all. But
wired right in. You know,
but the unreal. CFO for the Trump Foundation may have double deducted his car accidentally. Like, seriously, this is what they're going.
Well,
after,
what it's
folks.
Doing, what it's doing is it's making sure that other people don't step up and run, right? Which they've done a very, very successful job of, right? Oh, why would other people run? You want a piece of this? You want to go through? Do you have the resources to fight like Donald Trump does? And it really, really unfortunately hurts everyday people from stepping up and running in some of these
races.
Well,
that's what Democrats want. They are vicious. Yeah. I've said this before.
It used to be.
They're vicious.
Government used to be a 2 to 4 year deal, and then you went back to doing you, right? Now it's a business.
And it was an argument over ideas, right? It was an argument over, you know, I believe in this, you believe in that. Let's debate it out and have a conversation about it. Now the left wants to destroy you, your family, your business, right? And it's not even if you run, right? It's that the left, if you don't think like them, if you run a bakery and you are a devout Christian and you don't want to bake a cake for the LGBT community, they're going to destroy you. Their purpose now is to absolutely destroy your life and your business. These people have no soul whatsoever. They really don't. Let me end with this. I'm going to add one more thing before to end here, because I want people to hear this. This is going back to the 70% of people that don't believe in you know, this whole Leah Thomas and women's sports and this, you know, don't say gay, you know, phony Maloney bill in Florida that is not anything about saying gay or heterosexual or anything else. Just don't talk about your sex life with the kids that are seven-year-olds. But listen to this. This is kind of eye-opening, because you got a lot of Democrats here going,
shot?
I don't know who I'm going to vote for going forward. And I think if the Republicans are smart, they will make this right here the cornerstone issue. But they're so afraid because of the 2% of the militant population that wants to yell, scream, and
100%. If I was running, my commercial would be Leah Thomas.
Absolutely.
Gotta end.
Listen to this.
Gotta end.
This is a Fox News clip. They did a great job with this.
I don't care what surgeries they have. I don't care what they inject into their bloodstream. They don't belong in women's sports.
It really started maybe right before Biden, but ultimately with the whole Biden election, I began to feel more and more disenfranchised from Democrats.
I would say I'm politically homeless now, because I don't think the Democrats care about women and girls.
The Democrats are not even acknowledging women as a sex class now. Now men can have babies. Men need abortion. It's no longer.
These are Democrats, folks, we're talking to.
What's your gender?
When Biden came out in the first days of his presidency with his executive order, which replaced
she has
the category
a button on,
of
adult
sex
human
at
female.
The federal level with the category of gender identity, it was a slap in the face, and from that moment, I really haven't known how to categorize myself politically.
I always voted as a liberal, so I, from 18 to like 39, 38, I registered Republican in 2020 after two.
You listen to this, Republicans?
Actually told me they did not want my vote because of my stance on the rights for women and girls.
That term feminism has become so muddied and so mishmashed, much
they
like
hijacked
the term
it.
Democrat has become so muddied and mishmashed. It's practically lost all meaning.
They wanted to put men in prisons and men on sports teams and my daughter's school. And so, yeah, that's why I decided I cannot be a part of this party anymore that doesn't even recognize my sex class.
Our lifelong physical developmental process.
That's the commercial, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just goes on. These are Democrats. And I hope that Republicans are waking up. These people right here are your new voter class. Like this, if you can capture these folks, you win elections 70-30 to where the Democrats cheating doesn't matter. And I think that's important.
Well, that's what you need to do.
The Democrats have always cheated. You have to assume they're going to cheat. You have to assume they're going to take 5%, and you got to beat it by more than that. Because
after last week's radio show, though, we found out that the New York State Election Audit Committee found out that 149% of eligible voters are registered in Erie County.
No, they have 149% more registered voters than they have population.
Right.
Yeah. There's huge problems in all these things. But amazingly, though, in places like Pennsylvania, the Democrats, with the Republican-run legislature, shame on you, Republicans, the Democrats changed the election law illegally, and nobody challenged it in Pennsylvania and other states. Nobody challenged it. Now, in Florida and Texas, other states, they're trying to pass election laws that firm up elections. But yet they've been challenged, and now they have temporarily suspended. Right. So Florida just lost a court case for some of the voter regulation laws that they have. So now they're going to have to fight that. Right.
What DeSantis did, though, is he said you get caught with an extra ballot.
Yeah.
$50,000 and 5-year fine. Right. So to your point, the credit is DeSantis is doing whatever he can to say, okay, look, we're going to make this as harsh as possible. You will go to jail. As opposed to New York that says, nice job.
Yeah, yeah. Three, four, five, sure, whatever. Yeah, it's just sick. Yeah. But
you're registered 18 times? Wonderful.
But there's a
wonderful.
Huge opportunity for Republicans here to take this. The Democrats have gone so far left, right?
Yep.
So far left that think about this. Leah Thomas just basically deprived, all these other girls of the potential for being, number one. It's not even close.
Nobody with sane mind that think that that's a good idea. Nobody with a half a brain.
No. Americans don't believe it.
Thinks that
whatever it is, doesn't matter.
Swimming is a good idea and beating those women.
Yeah, well, have a trans category then. I don't care what you have to do to make people feel good about themselves, but when you make other people feel bad to make yourself feel good, girls who have worked their whole lives to get to that point, to compete at that level, and you take away the opportunity, it's just a shame. And I'm telling you, 75 or more, because you got to know that of that 70-30, 30% are just answering the question the way that they think they should answer so they don't get in trouble with anybody. So it's probably like 80-20. And of that 20%, those people don't know that it's Tuesday today. They have no idea, right? So they don't even know what the question was. They're just answering, right?
And a few of them are strung out on those heroin.
Yeah, they have no idea. So anyway, but it's a winning issue.
Straws.
It's a winning issue.
At least they're not straws.
Right.
At least they're
not strung out. We're saving the turtles, though, so that's good. But these are winning issues that the Republicans can get their head out of their behind. They can actually run on this and then ideally drum people like Mitt Romney out of the party. But anyway, all right, that's going to do it for us, folks. Don't forget, Saturday we're back on the air 1 to 3 on the Financial Guys Radio Network. We're also launching more podcasts. Don't forget TFG Truth. We're going to be launching more podcasts eventually in the next couple of months, getting to a Monday through Friday podcast with different guests and guest hosts throughout the entire week. So make sure you go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all that information, all the new stuff going. Don't forget our property and casualty, better known as home and auto department. Give us 14 minutes. We'll shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy. Even a liberal can do it. At least some of the liberals can do it. But again, 833 Fin Guys, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. I know we have a market commentary, an economic update coming at some point. I don't know when that exactly is. Independent Solutions, our investment committee, will be putting that out there at some point. Kelsey, you got the date on that? April 13th at 6:15. You can go to our websites to register. It's free. There's no cost, but you do have to register, and it's just a call. I think it's a dial-in or a Zoom. But you'll have the opportunity to listen to our investment committee, these chartered financial analysts who are like the brain surgeons of the investment world, and we'll get their ideas on what they think is going to happen for the rest of this year and where we are in the market today. So tune in for that April 13th. Again, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for information. Mike, anything I forgot?
Nope, listen to it Saturday.
All right, we'll see you then. Take care. Appreciate it.